Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: trade deal is still intact, V-shaped, and worker visas added to green card ban. Leading today's news: trade-related headlines are casting light on the delicate state of the markets after a comment from Peter Navarro sent assets whipsawing. In an interview on Fox News, the White House trade advisor said a hard-won U.S.-China trade deal was over, though he later clarified that his comments had referred to the lack of trust in the Chinese administration. President Trump later confirmed the trade deal between the U.S. and China was fully intact, adding he hoped Beijing would continue to live up to the terms of the agreement. U.S. stocks are likely to continue their climb higher today, with futures tied to the S&P 500 ahead by 0.8%, as manufacturing and services sectors begin to recover from lockdowns. Data from Europe overnight showed an upturn in June, while surveys of American purchasing managers will be released at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. In other news, predictions on the current stock rally continue to rage, and forecasts for the economy are no different. You'll see a big V in terms of the economy going up for the next few months because it's been closed, Blackstone CEO Steve Schwarzman told Bloomberg Invest Global on Monday, though it may take quite a while before we sync up and get back to 2019 levels. Also at the event, hedge fund manager Bill Ackman said he believes the recovery will begin year-end and sees a normalization of the economy in the second half of 2021. The Trump administration's ban on green cards issued outside of the U.S. will stay in effect until the end of the year, and many temporary work visas, like H-1Bs, will be added to the freeze as well, according to the Associated Press. The move is estimated to free up as many as 525,000 jobs while the economy is suffering from the effects of COVID-19. Tech industry officials and other business leaders have warned that the decision would cramp companies' ability to recruit top talent to the U.S., and the order is likely to be challenged in court by business groups. At its Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple officially announced the transition from Intel chips to custom silicon for Macs based on ARM architecture. It's also making two changes to its app approval policies and will let iPhone users change default mail and browser apps, helping address antitrust concerns. Other highlights: the car key feature will enable iPhones and Apple Watches to unlock, lock, and start NFC-compatible cars, while some COVID-19 features were introduced, like hand-washing reminders. Microsoft is shutting down its Mixer live streaming service and will move its streamers and the audience to Facebook Gaming. It's a setback for the company's ambitions to compete with Twitch and YouTube, but looks likely to broaden its gaming service reach. Microsoft will provide its Project xCloud streaming service to Facebook Gaming. It became clear that the time needed to grow our own live streaming community to scale was out of measure with the vision and experiences we want to deliver to gamers now, said Microsoft's Phil Spencer. As of last August, Mixer had about 30 million viewers. Fastly has surpassed Zoom to become the best performer among tech companies since the coronavirus pandemic began roiling the economy. Shares surged 15% on Monday to record a 60% gain over the past 7 trading days, and are up 222% since the market's peak on February 19th. Zoom is up 159% over that stretch. As a cloud computing services provider, Fastly has major customers like Shopify, Spotify, and Slack, which are all seeing usage spikes with so many people working remotely. The ADL and NAACP last week called for big advertisers to pull spending from Facebook for July to protest toxic content on its platforms. Several apparel brands have taken up the call, including The North Face and Patagonia, while Ben & Jerry's is considering joining the group. "What they've been doing is not fully right with our values, period," said CEO Matthew McCarthy. "The reality is, anything that's right for the business but wrong for our values is wrong. While Ben & Jerry's parent Unilever said the move is not a solution at this stage, the ice cream brand has taken different positions than the broader company in the past. As part of its summer menu, Starbucks will begin selling a breakfast sandwich made with Impossible sausage at most U.S. locations. Over the years, in response to customer interest, we have added plant-based milk alternatives such as soy, coconut, almond, and oat milk. We are thrilled to expand our plant-based menu into food with this new breakfast sandwich, said Michael Kawori, Chief Sustainability Officer at the company. Previously, Starbucks partnered with Beyond Meat to offer similar plant-based sandwiches in Canada and China. Shares of Virgin Galactic surged 16% on Monday after signing a Space Act agreement with NASA. The deal will see the company find would-be space travelers, train them, and organize transport to the International Space Station. We are excited to partner with NASA on this private orbital space flight program, which will not only allow us to use our space flight platform, but also offer our space training infrastructure to NASA and other agencies, Virgin Galactic CEO George Whiteside said in a statement. It's the single largest energy infrastructure investment in the region, and the biggest in the world in 2020. A consortium of six global investors has entered into a $20.7 billion agreement with Abu Dhabi National Oil Company to acquire a 49% stake in a newly formed subsidiary, ADNOC Gas Pipeline Assets, with lease rights to 38 pipelines. Those involved are global infrastructure partners, Brookfield Asset Management, Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund GIC, Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, NH Investments and Securities, and SNAM. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, Bitcoin, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.